Superintendent Jan Dooley says if the county schools are to be saved, residents will have to take a stand. Dooley says it appears some could push for another referendum to increase property taxes to pay for schools. She blames revenue caps and a state funding mechanism that deprives schools of needed funding in the property-rich area of absentee landowners. Dooley says the median income of residents is $33,000.
It's time now for change in the state. This should not be happening to the Florence School District, nor should it happen to any other school district. And yet I fear that Florence is number one, but there are going to be many other school districts that are going to follow close behind us.
Dooley says many school districts in northern Wisconsin face similar funding issues. Florence residents have turned down three referenda to increase property taxes to pay for schools. Dooley says she expects unhappy school supporters will ask the board to try one more time.
Our Board of Education needs to know that this isn't an exercise in futility, that we're going to go once again and it's going to be voted down. The community needs to unite and say, we want this school, we are going to financially support the school.
The vote to dissolve puts the fate of Florence schools in the hands of the state's School District Boundaries Appeals Board. If a referendum were passed, the state board could take that into consideration. Otherwise, it can divide up the district's students and assets to school districts in neighboring counties. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.